Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. To the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. On Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. As always, so glad you're here with me today. Don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're riding a bike, maybe you're running, maybe you're curled up in a ball, maybe you're having tea by the fire, maybe you're cooking something. I don't know, I could go on and on and on, but whatever you're doing, I'm glad you're here. Grateful I have no desire to drink today. I'm grateful for a lot. My personal belief and experience that is a very high form of prayer, being grateful. Ego doesn't like it, that's for sure. My ego is not a big fan of gratitude. Tells me I'm entitled to things, and I know I'm not. Don't know if you're hurting today, if you're going through something. Something legitimate. If you're just hurting because you're trying to control things and people, and worth saying again that it's not called the jacuzzi of self. It's not called the whirlpool of self, the hot tub of self, the lounge chair of self. Relieve me of the beachfront property of self. No, self sucks. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable believing you know what the outcome should be. Trying to mentally will that into being. That's misery. How do I know? I have a little experience with doing that. Just a little bit. Just a touch. Just a scotch, as they say. Well, I have my piping hot cup of French roast coffee. And I'm just ready to do this. So fired up. So fired up. The other side of it is when you're not trying to force an outcome or will an outcome and control people and make people think certain things and manipulate people to believe certain things and do certain things and things to go a certain way. Feels good. Feels good. I'm going to try to be a good neighbor. Employee, friend. Husband. Godfather. etc. Today I wanted to share with you something that I believe that's based on my experience and see what you think about it. So I'm going to roll out the cupcake stand right now and see if anybody wants any of this. We'll see. But I was just thinking about, you know, everything valuable in my experience is simple. It's never fussy and complicated and complex and well, I shouldn't say complex, but it's never fussy and complicated. It's not. Good things, the truth, principles are always so simple. It's just simple. And I was just thinking about this morning while I was scurrying around the house doing things. I was thinking about why I do what I do, in part. And the biggest thing is this simple belief I don't think I've ever shared with anybody. Maybe one or two people, I don't know. But I really do believe this. And this is just my belief. So you can disagree, but I really do believe that every act that comes from love does something permanent. And every act that does not come from love, that comes from fear, is temporary and ultimately means nothing in the big picture. I really do believe that. Every single thing. Every single loving act, I believe, matters in a lot of ways. In ways that are beyond the scope of my comprehension. I believe it. I don't believe that you can do even a minute loving act and not have that matter in a permanent way. Somehow. Every single thing. Seemingly tiny things, seemingly insignificant things matter to me. I'll think of something really like a crumb. May seem like nothing to you, and that's okay. It's something as simple as before I text somebody, saying hello to them, thinking of them, realizing that they are kind of like a horse that I'm about to jump on. I'm just not going to jump on their back and start kicking their sides. Hello. You exist. You're having a different experience than me. Good morning. Seems like a very insignificant thing, maybe. But to me, it's not. To me, even thoughts that small, seemingly small, matter. It's a big deal. It travels. And every single minuscule act that I do out of fear, I don't think means anything in the big picture. Doesn't have to travel. So eventually it's dust. Eventually means nothing. That's what I think. I've come to believe that from my experience of being wide awake and stone cold sober for a long time. Been able to watch the passage of time through those eyes, see what lasts just in this little blip of a timeline. And most of it's trash, I've noticed. Most of it just doesn't matter. It's just noise. And unfortunately, it's noise that makes up a lot of one's day. But that's a deep belief I have. I really believe that. I really believe I can't say I love you to somebody from the heart often enough through my behavior and through my words, but as a last resort. I really do believe all that stuff matters. I really do. So it's part of what now drives me to live how I live. Every interaction I have is an opportunity to do something that matters. This is something I think about all the time. I just do. My wife calls me a sociologist because I'm just how I think and watch things and look at the world and things I see and how I see them, and just always looking at that kind of thing. It's fascinating to me how people drive and behave and interact with one another. It's fascinating. And I just wanted to throw it out there today. Do you think about that kind of thing? These little things, your interactions throughout the day, do you think about that kind of stuff? Or are you listening to this thinking, come on, doesn't matter. These little tiny things don't matter. Well, what matters? I ask. What do you think matters? What do you remember from a year ago? 5 years ago? 10 years ago? What has influenced the higher you? What has influenced your spirit? What has stuck? I know I shared it on here a long time ago, but I'll share it again because it was a real pivotal point in my life. The first time somebody put on my radar in a real way that everything I did mattered. As crazy as it sounds to me today, I didn't believe that. I didn't know. It wasn't even on my radar. I just thought, it doesn't really matter. Everybody's in their own world, and I can do kind of whatever I want, and people don't notice things, and they don't see things, and they don't feel things, and they don't hear things. I used to really believe that. It was just whatever, my reality, my truth. I just go through the day and do whatever, and it doesn't really matter. I'm not affecting anybody, and now I've come to see that every single thing I do affects people. Every single thing affects people. Everything. That's what I believe. That's what I've come to learn. Everything. But I was newly sober, and I was new to the program, and I used to just storm out of rooms. That was my jam. That was what I did. And I was working at this place, and, you know, I showed up on time, and I was wearing a tie. Thought I was doing a good job, but I used to storm out of places and storm out of rooms and slam things, and my face would get beat red, and I don't even know why. I was chasing shadows. I don't even know what. Looking back, I don't even remember what I was freaking out about, but every single thing was personal. Everything. Everything was serious and personal, and I was messed up, man. I was really tightly wound. And a lot of pain. Why'd you look at me? I wasn't looking at you. I was looking at the clock. It was right behind you. No, you were looking at me. I mean, I was really fun to be around. But this one guy, you know, I went in to apologize to him for storming out of the room. And I said, I hope it's not a big deal. And he stopped what he was saying. And I know I've shared this, but he said he stopped. He put everything down. And he said, it is a big deal, actually. It is a big deal. And he went on to talk about the effect that I'd had on him and the other people in the office that I had no idea about. I wasn't even thinking about him. I was so in my own head. It was like I had a helmet on and was just, you know, listening to my own radio station and my own thoughts and my own goals and motives and fears and worries and victories. And it was just this station that was just blasting constantly. And meanwhile, outside of that helmet, there's a whole world going on and I'm affecting it. It took me a long time to see that. There was a time when I would hear somebody saying what I'm saying right now, and I wouldn't even really hear it because of what I'm saying right now. I would just be hearing it through the filter of my own, that triggers this thought, and that triggers this thought. I'm really not even present enough to hear what is being said. But today I can hear. A few days ago, I was sharing with a close friend about, they came to me and they were like sharing some struggle they were going through. And I told them that I imagined that everyone in life around me either had ears or they didn't. And I was kind of always aware of that and looking at that. When someone's mad, they don't really have ears. Someone's, you know, really closed-minded, they don't really have ears. I mean, there's just, I literally just imagine, I can see it. I just imagine people, literally, I imagine them with ears, or I literally imagine them with no ears. And I asked this person, you know, does anyone in this picture that you're describing to me have ears? And they were like, no. And now I know what to do. What they said. But point I'm trying to make with that is, for a long time I just was so into my own crap I didn't have ears. But that man saying that to me really, it was like that was when my ears sprouted for the first time. Like, huh, wow, really? Stuff going on outside of my head? Really? Trip out. So, I really do believe every loving act is a permanent thing and it matters. and every fear-based thing I do is just trash in the scheme of things. So that's what I wanted to roll out today. That's it. Hopefully somebody enjoyed it. Got something out of it. I don't know. It's just my opinion, just my experience. I'm just one ding ding ringing his bell. Don't claim anything. I'm grateful and I'm blessed. House money. I want to give a shout out today to my friends at Happy Joyous at 3 and the Black Rhinos. If anybody needs to hear it, I will say that everything is okay. Everything is okay. And on that note, I'm going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you'll do. Mm.